I'm Tim Burke for the Big Rapids Radio Network. Here's the news for Tuesday evening, May 9th, 2017. A Big Rapids man is in trouble with the law in Wexford County. 54-year-old John Albert Keitlinger was arraigned on charges of operating while intoxicated, third offense, possession of marijuana or synthetic equivalents, and open container of alcohol in a vehicle following an incident on May 5th in Clam Lake Township. Keitlinger could spend the rest of his life behind bars if convicted. A Wexford County man is facing CSC charges. Police say Timothy Morton assaulted a young girl he knows over the course of 14 years in Cherry Grove Township. He's being charged with first and second degree criminal sexual conduct, child abuse, and indecent exposure. If convicted, Morton could face life in prison. Failure to obey a stop sign put a Paris man in the hospital. Steve Gove reports.
A Mecosta County man suffered a leg injury after a car he was in was struck by another vehicle. Sheriff deputies say a 17-year-old Stanwood girl was traveling southbound on 230th Avenue in Green Township when she slid through a stop sign and struck a westbound vehicle driven by a 43-year-old Paris man. That man was taken to Spectrum Health Big Rapids Hospital for treatment of his leg injury. From the News Update Desk, I'm Steve Gove reporting.
The cold weather is taking a toll on some Michigan crops that have already bloomed or are blooming. Michigan State University Extension educator Mark Longstroth says the damage is spotty, but the crops that saw the most damage were the juice grapes in southwest Michigan that are used in Welch's grape juice.
Some of the vineyards that I was in, about 50% of the shoots were killed by the cold, and I have a educated eye, so I can tell just by looking at the shoot after it's been thawed out for a couple hours that it's not alive, that it's dead. It gets kind of a gray, dehydrated cast to it.
Officials say Michigan's early asparagus crop is lost, and historical data also points to major losses for cherry growers this year due to the cold weather. A Michigan scientist is among those being dismissed from the EPA by the Trump administration. Robert Richardson is an ecological economist at Michigan State University and a member of the EPA's Board of Scientific Counselors. The board is tasked with reviewing the work of EPA scientists, and Richardson says he thinks his and other dismissals is part of a move to make the EPA friendlier to the fossil fuel industry, the chemical industry, and to marginalize climate change science. Speaking out against proposed cuts to the EPA, a rally was held by Congresswoman Debbie Dingell at the National Vehicle and Fuel Emissions Laboratory in Ann Arbor. The lab would probably be shut down if the cuts are enacted. Dingell says the lab leads innovation for making cars cleaner, more reliable, and durable.
Not only that, but the research, the testing, the analysis, and the technological studies conducted here provide critical background for establishing and monitoring both CAFE and emission standards.
She adds work at the lab has led to vehicles now emitting 99% less pollution than they did in 1970. People suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease have some new hope for treatment. More from Steve Gove.
The FDA has approved a drug called Radicava, which may offer help to those suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS. It's the first drug approved for the illness in over 20 years. The manufacturer says that it can slow down symptoms by 33%. Up to 15,000 Americans suffer from it, and its cause is still unclear. The new drug is expected to be available in August. From the News Update Desk, I'm Steve Gove reporting.
Attorney General Bill Schuette supports the current GOP health care bill, but Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly has not yet taken a stance on the plan. Both are considered possible candidates for governor in 2018. In Michigan, an estimated 604,000 people will lose insurance coverage under the new law. If passed, governors will be left to deal with the gap in Medicaid funding and will have the option to waive protections for pre-existing conditions. Current Michigan Governor Rick Snyder spoke out against an earlier version of the bill. West Michigan World Trade Week is officially underway in Grand Rapids. The event, now in its 32nd year, is again being held at the Van Andel Global Trade Center.
We really want the businesses to understand how they can get resources, not only information and tools, but maybe some financial support to allow them to take that step and grow into a different country around the world.
Sonia Johnson is executive director of the Trade Center, and she says this year's theme is managing global teams. The event runs through Thursday. Gray wolf hunting could return to Michigan. A ruling is expected to be released to allow the hunting of the wolves in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Gray wolves were once at the point of extinction, but the population has rebounded to about 5,500 thanks to the Endangered Species Act. Wolf hunting season could begin as early as this fall. That's the news for Tuesday evening, May 9th, 2017. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke.